يا أيها الذين آمنوا أنفقوا من طيبات ما كسبتم ومما أخرجنا لكم من الأرض ولا تيمموا الخبيث منه تنفقون ولستم بآخذيه إلا أن تغمضوا فيه واعلموا أن الله غني حميد.
Believers, spend in the way of Allah out of the good things you have earned and out of what we have produced for you from the earth, and choose not for your spending the bad things, such as you yourselves would not accept or accept only by overlooking its defects. Know well that Allah is all munificent, most praiseworthy.
الشيطان يعدكم الفقر ويأمركم بالفحشاء والله يعدكم مغفرة منه وفضلا والله واسع عليم.
Satan frightens you with poverty and bids you to commit indecency, whereas Allah promises you with His forgiveness and bounty. Allah is munificent, all-knowing.
يُؤْتِي الْحِكْمَةَ مَنْ يَشَاءُ وَمَنْ يُؤْتَ الْحِكْمَةَ فَقَدْ أُوْتِيَ خَيْرًا كَثِيرًا وَمَا يَذَّكَّرُ إِلَّا أُولُو الْأَلْبَابِ.
He grants wisdom to those whom He wills, and whoever is granted wisdom has indeed been granted much good. Yet none except people of understanding take heed.
وَمَا أَنفَقْتُم مِّن نَّفَقَةٍ أَوْ نَذَرْتُم مِّن نَّذْرٍ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ يَعْلَمُهُ وَمَا لِلظَّالِمِينَ مِنْ أَنصَارٍ.
Allah knows whatever you spend or whatever you vow to spend. The wrongdoers have none to succor them. Allah knows whatever you spend or whatever you vow to spend. Vow means either a man's pledge to spend something or to perform some act of goodness, which is not obligatory upon him, provided that a particular wish of his is fulfilled. It is essential, however, that this vow should relate to some wish which is in itself permissible and good, and that the person concerned makes it to no one but God and for the sake of God. It is then that such a vow will be reckoned as an act of obedience to God, and its fulfillment will be worthy of reward. Otherwise, such a vow will be seen as an act of disobedience and sin, and its fulfillment will invite punishment from God.
وَإِن تُخْفُوهَا وَتُؤْتُوهَا الْفُقَرَاءَ فَهُوَ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ وَيُكَفِّرُ عَنْكُمْ مِنْ سَيِّئَاتِكُمْ وَاللَّهُ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ خَبِيرٌ.
If you dispense your charity publicly, it is well. But if you conceal it and pay it to the needy in secret, it will be even better for you. This will atone for several of your misdeeds. Allah is well aware of all that you do.
لَيْسَ عَلَيْكَ هُدَاهُمْ وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ يَهْدِي مَنْ يَشَاءُ وَمَا تُنْفِقُوا مِنْ خَيْرٍ فَلِأَنفُسِكُمْ وَمَا تُنْفِقُونَ إِلَّا ابْتِغَاءَ وَجْهِ اللَّهِ وَمَا تُنْفِقُوا مِنْ خَيْرٍ يُوَفَّ إِلَيْكُمْ وَأَنْتُمْ لَا تُظْلَمُونَ.
You are not responsible for setting these people on the right way. Allah sets on the right way whomsoever He wills. Whatever wealth you spend in charity is to your own benefit, for you spend merely to please Allah. So whatever you spend in charity will be repaid to you in full, and you shall not be wronged.
للفقراء الذين أحصروا في سبيل الله لا يستطيعون ضربا في الأرض يحسبهم الجاهل أغنياء من التعفف تعرفهم بسيماهم لا يسألون الناس إلحافا وما تنفقوا من خير فإن الله به عليم.
Those needy ones who are wholly wrapped up in the cause of Allah and who are hindered from moving about the earth in search of their livelihood especially deserve help. He who is unaware of their circumstances supposes them to be wealthy because of their dignified bearing. But you will know them by their countenance, although they do not go about begging of people with importunity. Whatever wealth you spend on helping them, Allah will know of it.